President Bush leaves Washington tomorrow for his annual month-long stay at his Crawford, Texas ranch. This summer, the president has pressed the Congress to finish work on a number of issues, including Medicare reform, the child tax credit, and the energy bill. But in case after case, legislation has been held up or policies reversed by members of the president's own party. NPR's Don Gagne reports from the White House.
When President Bush gives a speech at the White House, at a campaign fundraiser, or traveling the country, he often sends a pointed message to Congress, urging them to complete work on this issue or that. Here's the president 2 days ago in the East Room at an event pushing Medicare reforms.
The House and the Senate have got to work out their differences, and they're going to. It's just, that's, I believe that there's the spirit of cooperation and a can-do attitude amongst the conferees.
But the president could perhaps be forgiven a little frustration at this point. Initially, this event, held on Medicare's 38th anniversary, was to have been a signing ceremony for prescription drugs for seniors and other Medicare reforms. As it turned out, there was no bill to sign. The House and Senate have barely begun the negotiations to harmonize their respective versions of reform, and some say there will be no bill this year. Other bills are also stalled, including one to give child tax credits to low-income and military families. The holdup there, disagreements among Republicans. The Congress has also given the president fits on a variety of other fronts. In both GOP-controlled chambers, the president faces opposition on new FCC rules, easing monopoly restrictions on radio and TV ownership. Then there's the House-led effort to make it easier for people to buy U.S.-made prescription drugs from places like Canada. The president and big drug companies were against the bill, but it passed in the House thanks to Republicans like Tom Osborne of Nebraska.
I think ultimately each of us has to be responsible to our constituents. And what I hear from Nebraska seniors contacting me is much more concern about high prescription drug prices than safety issues.
The president has also run into Republican opposition to his plan to cut direct federal funding for Amtrak. Here's his fellow Texan, Republican Senator Kay Bailey Hutchison.
I don't fault the administration for wanting the states to step up to the plate and do more, but you can't turn over a national system to the states and expect us to have a national system.
Another fellow Texan, House Majority Leader Tom DeLay, has been in Israel this week, speaking out against the Palestinian state the president has been promoting. And just this week, the president has faced questions about 28 classified pages in that 900-page congressional inquiry into the 9/11 terrorist attacks. Leading Republicans, as well as Democrats, have sought to declassify those pages. The president, citing national security, has refused, prompting this from Republican Senator Chuck Hagel of Nebraska.
I think it's in the interest of this administration to have some of this opened up. When you keep information bottled up, there's always a cloud that hangs over the issue.
President Bush did get a new round of tax cuts enacted this spring, capping 2 years of frequent victories on Capitol Hill. Political analysts say that run of success was largely a matter of party unity. After all, Republicans were thrilled to be in control at both ends of Pennsylvania Avenue. And there were polls giving the president high approval ratings after the 9/11 attacks. But with an election year now looming, Professor David Rohde of Michigan State University says Republicans in Congress may feel less compelled to side with the White House on every issue.
Especially early on, there was a sense of a common fate between the congressional majority and Bush. That sense of common fate starts to recede the longer the administration goes on.
And Rohde notes that Mr. Bush's own approval ratings have been on the decline. His reelection is less than a certainty, so there's a need for him to portray himself as more moderate on some issues.
Bush has, right from when he started running for president, wanted to appear as the compassionate conservative. The majority party in Congress, or at least its leadership, is quite a bit less worried about appearing compassionate and more worried about appearing conservative.
And Rohde says history shows a president should get used to members of his own party taking him on various issues. It's something Democratic presidents have known well and often met through the use of the veto. President Bush has yet to veto a bill, but if present trends continue, that record may be broken. Don Gagne, NPR News, the White House.